And welcome, henchmen, back to another action-packed episode of the Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu, brought to you by the Villains Man with myself, JVD, as I attempt to traverse the continuity of Marvel's most prolific martial artist in Iron Fist and Shang-Chi. If you want to follow the podcast and check out all the cool images I'm posting from the comic books, go check out Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu on Twitter at Deadly Kung Fu Pod. As for myself, JVD, you can follow me over on Twitter at VillainsMan, where I'll talk about everything from comics to wrestling to sports and anything under the blue moon that you want to talk about. Now, today on this episode, I'm doing something very, very different. Back in episode 11, I covered Marvel Team Up 31, which was a crossover with Iron Fist and Spider-Man called For a Few Fists More. And it introduces this one-shot appearance of a character called Drom the Backwards Man. Completely bonkers character, very confusing ending, and it doesn't seem like a lot of people understand how this story even kind of works out. Well, the thing is, I think that I accidentally figured it out. And I'm going to go into detail, I'm going to lay it all out. So, if you want, you can follow along. I'm going to tell you what issues you can read. And maybe you can piece it together for yourself and tell me if I'm right or wrong, because I'd really like for people to let me know if I am or if I'm not. And then first, before I continue on, I'd like to thank James B. and Eddie over at Let's Read Spider-Man for taking on my question that I imposed based on what I'm doing in this episode. And then and for, you know, giving me the opportunity. So thanks, guys. And go check out Let's Read Spidey over on Twitter and subscribe to their very fun Spider-Man podcast, which I'm going to reference an episode here in a little while. So, here recently, I covered the end of Marvel Premiere in issues 24 and 25. And in 25, we're introduced to a character called Angar the Screamer, who is originally a Daredevil villain. And he debuted in Daredevil 100. And anytime I get a character that I have no clue about, and I've seen him in more recent stuff, you know, he's just a minor character, more like a D-list character. When I get new characters and Marvel Premiere, I should say, at the time, or Iron Fist, or any of the Master Kung Fu books that I don't know about, I check to see where they debuted at, you know, and I'll read some issues. So I did this, and I read issue 100, I read his little arc, and I enjoyed Daredevil, so, you know, I kept thumbing through just to see what I found, and there's a Kraven issue, and this is at the time that he's with Black Widow, and then there is a Man-Thing issue, and before that is the first appearance of Silver Samurai. That's 111, and he's my favorite Wolverine villain, so, you know, I went ahead and reread that. And then, I come across issue 120, the first appearance of El Jaguar, and my friends over at Multiverse of Badness, they covered this issue a while back. You can go check out episode 23 of their podcast and go follow them at Multiverse of Bad on Twitter. And so I was like, hey, you know, they covered this guy, I'm going to read this story because it's the history or the origin of Hydra. So I'm getting to reading this, and at the end, we find out that Hydra Supreme is Silvermane. Well, the last time Silvermane appeared in comics was all the way back in Amazing Spider-Man 75, where he broke through and found basically a way to restore his youth, and it ended bad for him. So, based on that issue and that, I think I found the answer to what happens to Drom, the Backwards Man, here in Marvel Team Up 31. And also, talk about Let's Read Spider-Man, they are covering this issue, which I will drop this episode out around the same time. So once you get done with this, you can go check out my own episode covering this at issue 11, and then jump over there and check out their episode. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain how Drom Backwards Man became an old man at birth and then was de-aged in nothingness, and how this affects Silvermane. So first, we're going to go all the way back to Amazing Spider-Man 74 and 75. Let's Read Spider-Man. They've covered this over on episode 47 of their podcast. So if you need to get a good idea of what's going on, like I said, subscribe to them, guys. Go listen to this episode. So this is Amazing Spider-Man 75 with a cover date of August 1969. I could not find the exact release date. Usually the cover date at this time is usually 3 to 5 months. Modern day, it's usually 3 months. So I'm going to assume what August you got. You got July, June, May, April, so somewhere around March or April of 1969. But basically, and I've got the panels pulled up here, we see Silvermane, and we already know that he's went from the age of 80 to 40 after drinking this formula that Doc Connors And that's the lizard, if you don't know. He derived it from the ancient tablet that everybody's been after. And then Silvermane drinks a potion. It ages him from 80 to 40. It makes him young. Well, during his battle with Spider-Man, and he runs off, he's rapidly de-aging. And we see him, and he looks like a 12-year-old kid, and he sees this broken mirror, and when he does, he screams. Spider-Man finishes off his thugs, and then he finds his clothes empty. And basically, Silvermane has vanished. Where? We don't know. So, let's jump 5.5 years, roughly, later to this book, Marvel Team-Up 31. It was released in December 1974. And like I said, I've covered this here on episode 11 in the podcast, so you can go check this out and go back to Let's Read Spider-Man. Check out their episode. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. And we meet Drawn the Backwards Man. And we learn in the book that soon after his birth, he was turned into an old man. If you look at the panel, he looks like he's about the age of 80, which is the age of Silvermane, before everything happened to him. Now, when he's talking to Spider-Man and he's explaining this to him, he says for 45 years, he's lived in seclusion, living in reverse. And then they smash this mirror on him, which for some reason he's afraid of having broken, and it de-ages him very rapidly, just like Silvermane, just like Silvermane in Amazing Spider-Man 75. And he basically vanishes to nothing, leaving both of Spider-Man and Iron Fist confused. So, let's go ahead and jump next, 5 months later, to Daredevil 123, which released in April of 1975. Daredevil and Black Widow have encountered Hydra, and there's a Hydra Supreme. When he's revealed, it's Silvermane, and he's back to being his old age, and which I'm going to assume is the age of 80, right? So, and it's a big mystery, because he's been gone forever now, right? So, he explains to them, he says, "We all, of course, read in the papers how Silvermane found the secret of eternal youth, and how that secret doomed him, de-aging him to the point of no return. But, suppose Silvermane did not die, suppose the potion he drank de-aged him to the youngest conceivable state of human existence." I don't know if that would be the sperm cell or the egg, maybe something beyond that, maybe of a religious meaning, you know, where you're just an infinite soul, maybe you're reincarnated into this person, who knows. But anyways, and then, like a rubber band stretched too far, snapped him back to a more useful age. Which we see him, which I'm going to assume is a young. And then we see him rapidly aging as an old man. And then he comes in contact with Hydra. So, how does all this work is the big question. How am I going to connect all this? Well, I'm going to take a little break. Grab me something to drink because this is a mouthful. And when I return, I'm going to tell you how.
Greetings, henchmen and loyal subjects. I am Evan the Great.
Now I'm JVD. We're your hosts of the Fictional Battle Podcast, Crossover Collision, brought to you by The Villain's Demand.
If you love hearing in-depth breakdowns of your favorite characters and what they are capable of doing while fighting in random battlegrounds against other fan favorites, then this is the podcast for you.
New episodes drop every Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or over on thevillainsdemand.com. And welcome back to the Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu, brought to you by the Villains Man, myself, JVD, as we're here taking a retrospective on Marvel Team-Up 31. I'm going to explain to everybody how I pieced all this together. So first, you can check out my episode of Issue 11 for this Marvel Team-Up, then come back and listen to the rest of this. So, we're going to set this place, this what I'm talking about, 40 years before the events of Amazing Spider-Man 74 and 75. I'm assuming that is when Drawn the Backwards Man is born. Now, in the issue, Silvermane drinks the formula created by Dr. Connors, and through some mystical means of time travel spell, mumbo jumbo, or whatnot, he stole the life force of Drawn in the moment of his birth 40 years prior, and it basically gave him all the age of Silvermane. So he was born at the age of 80, and Silvermane is now the age of 40. So, at the time of Amazing Spider-Man 47-45, Drom would be 40 years old because we have to fast forward 40 years, right? And because he's de-aging much like Silvermane in the issue until he was nothing. So, during these 40 years of life, I'm assuming that when he's aged the age of 40, that we don't know if he has this childlike intelligence or if he has the thinking adult of mind of a human, you know, of his age. But I'm saying, thinking in these 40 years, he's developed this gun that we see that takes chronal energy from everybody. And here, Marvel Team Up 31 to halt the process in hopes he can fix it. Now, this is at Spider-Man 75, right? So, fast forward to Marvel Team Up 31, which is the issue in question here. So, Drom tells Spider-Man for 45 years he has lived his life in reverse. Now, continuity, I don't think it's been 5 years between these incidents, but I think this extra 5 years is added on because it's 5 years between release dates of the issue. So, that bumps him up to 45 years. So, then Drom's death at the end of the issue actually disrupts or ruins the mystical time connection between him and Silvermane, which rapidly ages the Magiadon from nothingness and brings him back from the void or the quantum verse or wherever he's stuck at in the void of nothingness or whatever. And then at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 75, and then maybe, just maybe, Dom, this is what I'm going to guess, regains his youth back some 40-odd years in the past. And just like the end of Marvel Team Up 31 with Spidey and Iron Fist, he forgets everything that happened because that version of him ceased to exist in reality, and he goes on to live a normal life. So, to repeat that, Silvermane takes a potion. He goes from the age of 80 to 40. That potion creates a mystical connection 40 years in the past, because we do see Drom mention this, and I will read this real fast to everybody. He says, maybe some future scientist's experiment, sending waves of chronal energy through the decades, twisting my own personal timeline. Decades, 40 years? A science experiment backward? That's what the formula was. Doc Connors is a biologist, so it makes a ton of sense there, right? So, that 80 years is transferred 40 years backwards, making Drom a baby to an old man, and then for 40 years he aged backwards to a middle-aged man like we see here in Marvel Team Up 31. So it kind of works out. And at the moment of his demise, the broken mirror thing, and he's basically whipped to nothingness, all his life, it's all broken. This connection is broken, which sends Silvermane all the way back to his age. Almost like a chronological body swap. And so I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, the thing in question here is the broken mirror. Like, how does this broken mirror come to play? Because we know Silvermane sees a broken mirror at the age of 12 or whatever as a child, and it just rapidly de-ages him, really almost instantly to nothingness. And we see the same thing for Drom, because he's very scared of the broken mirror. So, on Crossover Collision, another podcast I run with my very close friend, Evan the Gray, earlier this year we covered Mega Man. And I found out he has a villain called Mirror Man. And all of the research I kind of looked into the character never came into play of the episode, but I learned a couple things about mirrors. Because me and Evan try to take everything from a scientific point of view, right? So, and here's what I learned. This is pretty interesting. The reflection in time that you see, like when you look first in a mirror, that there's a micro, very small, infinite amount of time that your reflection is never in real time. A mirror reflects your reflection back at you at the speed of light. That's how fast it is, and you can't see the speed of light. I mean, the only people in the world seeing things at the speed of light in comics are characters like Silver Surfer and Superman, right? So my theory is when looking at the mirror, Silvermane and Drom, when it's broken, they lose when they're looking in mirrors, they lose just a microscopic fraction of their time in the de-aging process by seeing the reflection because of that insignificant amount of time there, right? That just barely de-ages it. Like, they don't notice it much like we don't notice that time split there when we see our own reflection due to the speed of light, right? But looking at a broken mirror, that microscopic fraction of time adds up into all the reflections of the reflections of the reflections in all the multiple broken shards of a mirror. So think about like when you're in a funhouse and you have a mirror on your left and your right and you look at one of the mirrors, it's almost like an infinite tunnel of you and looking into mirrors. Now imagine seeing that in multiple fractions and then you take that microscopic second of time at the speed of light and you speed that up, that would de-age him extremely rapidly. That's my theory though. So just by breaking the mirror, that microscopic section of time speeds up by an infinite number due to the reflections upon reflections and just broken shards of mirror. Just think, if you see one reflection through a million shards of tiny glass, that's a lot of microscopic time that's going to add up extremely fast when you're de-aging. So that's what I think happened. That's what caused their de-aging process. And that formula, just like Drom mentioned, stole his life from him. And basically when he died, it gave all of that life that Silvermane took from him, gave it all back to Silvermane. It was so much that it brought him back to existence. It's crazy. It's very out there, but this is science fiction, and that's a very science fictional thing, and that's what I think happened. So, tell me if I'm right, tell me if I'm wrong. You can hit me up over at Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu on Twitter, at Deadly Kung Fu Pod, or you can hit me up at Villains Men on Twitter, and I'll be glad to talk about this, because for all I know, I looked and looked and looked on the internet when I accidentally found this issue due to my boys over at the Multiverse of Madness. And it was a complete accident that I found this Daredevil issue, and I thought, wait a minute. So, like I said, hit me up on Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu on Twitter, at Deadly Kung Fu Pod, or Villains Demand over on Twitter, and I'll gladly talk about this. But I'm going to wrap this episode up. I'm JVD. You can follow me over at Villains of Man on Twitter. If you like everything from the Villains of Man, check out TVD Pods on Twitter. If you like our music, check out Kuro's song Rushing Tiger over on SoundCloud. But remember, guys, in the end, support your favorite podcast, support your local comic book shops, and keep reading comics, guys. Yeah.